Hello students, I am Fred Asibe, your JS2 Basic Technology teacher. In today's lesson, I'll be teaching on measuring tools, a subtopic in the metal work hand tools. Yes, before I proceed, I will want you to look at the objective of today's lesson. The objective of today's lesson is that at the end of this lesson, you should be able to know the meaning of measuring tools and uses of measuring tools. Once again, you should be able to know the meaning of measuring tools and uses of measuring tools. You recall in the previous class, you learned about marking out tools. And these tools are used for putting a design onto a piece of metal before cutting or shaping it. That is, marking out tools are used for marking out lines on metal surfaces, checking alignment, and indicating points and position on a work piece. And also, we're able to discuss their uses. So that is what we learned in the previous class. So in today's lesson, we shall focus only in measuring tools. Now let's see what measuring tools is. A measuring tool is a tool used for measuring length, width, thickness, or sizes of metals. Remember, I said measuring tools are those tools used for measuring length, width, thickness, or size of metals. So measuring is usually done with marking out. It means both marking out tools and measuring tools go hand in hand. That is, there's no way you can mark out without measuring. So they go in hand in hand. And as far as metal fabrication is concerned, measurement is very, very important because measurement enables the metal worker to make his product to the exact size required. Yes, measurement enables the metal workers to make their product to the exact size required. So it's very, very, you can see how very, very important these measuring tools are. Now let's look at examples of measuring tools. Examples of measuring tools are steel rule, caliper, micrometer, vernier caliper, and etc. They are all examples of what measuring tools. Now let's look at the steel rule as one of these measuring tools. Now the steel rule is used to measure length of metals. So in machine shop or metal workshop, the commonly measuring tool found is the rigid 6-inch rule because it fits into the apron pocket easily. Yes, they come in various width, thickness, and to meet the requiring measurements. So what it means is that fitting to the apron, why we prefer the 6 inches or why it is commonly found, is that it can fit into the apron pocket easily. You can walk about with it. So it's very, very convenient to work with that too. Although they come in different lengths, but 6-inch is more preferred and is commonly found in metal workshop. So that's it for that. Now let's look at the caliper. Now the caliper are used for measuring diameters, width, and thickness of objects. I say the calipers are used for measuring diameters, width, and thickness of what? Objects. Or you can also say it is a device used to measure opposite size of objects. Now, there are three types of calipers. These are the external calipers and the internal caliper and odd leg calipers. Let me come again. The three types of calipers we have are the external calipers, internal calipers, and the odd leg calipers. These calipers I've just mentioned are used, as their name implies. So the calipers are used as their name imply. Now let's look at this external caliper. External caliper is used for measuring taking external measurements. It is used for external what? Measurements. That's what external calipers are used for. So you can use them for external measurements. When you want to take any external measurements, external caliper is the required what? Tool. Now let's look at the internal caliper. The internal caliper is used for taking internal measurements. I said internal calipers are used for taking internal measurements. Remember earlier I told you that these calipers are used as their name implies. So when you talk about the internal caliper, what this internal caliper is used for is taking internal measurements. Now let's look at the odd leg caliper. The odd leg caliper, on the other hand, is used for centering. I say the odd leg caliper is used for what? Centering. That is, this simply means that we use it to locate the center of bars. It is used in locating the centers of bars. That's what the odd leg caliper is used for. Now let's look at the next tool. That's the next measuring tool. That's the micrometer. Now, micrometer is used for taking precision measurements. We use the micrometer to take precision measurements. There are two types. These are the external and internal micrometer. As the name implies, the external is used for taking external measurements, while the internal is used for taking internal measurements. Measurement of objects are read from both the barrel and the thimbles of the micrometer. When you look at the micrometer, the parts there, the barrel part of it and the thimble part, one can use it to read what? The measurement of that given object. So measurement of objects are read from both barrel and thimble of a micrometer. So that is that for micrometer. Let's look at the vernier caliper. Now the vernier caliper is used for taking very accurate measurements. So it is used to measure the distance between two opposite sides of a surface. You can also use it to measure both external and internal measurements. In other words, it is used to measure the inner and the outer breadth of rods and thickness of any sort of object accurately. So if you want to measure the internal and the outer breadth of rods and thickness of any sort of object accurately, the required tool there is the vernier caliper. So before I call it a day in today's lesson, I believe you must have understood the meaning of measuring tools and uses of measuring tools. Remember to read your notes and do your assignment sent to you in website. So that is where I will draw the curtain for today's lesson. For any question with respect to today's lesson, call me on +234 8069 373792 or via WhatsApp +234 8069 373792. I am Fred Asibe, your JS2 Basic Technology teacher. Until when next we meet, stay safe.